1-800-449-8686. The Bill Hendry Show is back.
Now, you're talking about azithromycin?
Oh, yes, sir. That's correct.
And tell me, this has been a cure of choice for STDs, in specifically syphilis?
Oh, yes, sir. That's correct.
Well, tell me, what do you do?
Yeah, I work in a pharmaceutical industry. I'm a telemarketer.
Okay.
And we were very high on a new antibiotic called azithromycin, and there were some people who liked it because you can avoid getting penicillin shots, and you can take the azithromycin.
I understand.
And what we found out in the pharmaceutical world is that azithromycin may not now be as effective against the syphilis bug because it's resistant to it.
You mean the virus?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, what, which means some syphilis patients may have to go back to penicillin shots.
Yes, sir. Well, that's the option that they give you, but it's really not an option because the penicillin shot you get for syphilis is very painful. It's an intramuscular shot that goes into the muscle, and so it has to go in deep.
Right, so it's a painful shot.
Oh, yeah, it is. And have you ever had penicillin for syphilis? Or
No, that's a pretty personal question.
Well, I'm sorry.
But I can tell you, I never have.
Well, it's kind of so. You have to have had syphilis to understand.
I've had intramuscular shots. When I threw my back out, I had Demerol that was right in the hip. Okay.
Well, but if you are someone who is, for instance, in my situation, and remember that there are millions of young people, Mr. Henry, they're like myself, we're young. I mean, I don't want to talk about myself, but I've been told that, you know, I'm very good looking, and I have had a number of girlfriends, and I guess basically I'm trying to say I'm very sexually active. And, you know...
All right, so you've got a lot of... You've had sex with a lot of women?
Yes, sir. I have a lot of sexuality, so for young adults such as myself, we need an antibiotic for syphilis and other STDs that does not put us through an inordinate amount of pain. Okay, and...
Well, the development of this oral antibiotic, while you say that syphilis has developed a resistance, medical science continues to work the problem. But what you're talking about, you were taking a pill orally. Do you have syphilis now?
No, sir, but I did have a bout of it about a year ago. I'm saying that for a lot of us, especially young men who have I have a very strong libido, and because of that, I am excessively active and I'm very sensual. But, you know, I guess the point...
Well, here's what I'm saying. Medical science continues to work on these problems. And because this oral antibiotic doesn't work anymore, you're going to have to go back to taking the shot, right?
Well, okay, but right now it's not top shot. It's not top priority right now. See, what is top priority? And that's the whole reason why I called. I'm in the pharmaceutical telemarketing business, and they're touting cures for Alzheimer's right now. Everywhere you go, they're trying to cure a disease, okay, that affects, okay, old people who obviously have a limited amount of time on the planet. I'm 29 years old. I'm sexually active, and I do run a risk of developing, without a good syphilis pill, of developing syphilis or gonorrhea, and also syphilis-related dementia or other complications, which for a young adult could be devastating because society relies on us a lot more, you know.
Well, are you saying our medical priorities are out of whack? I mean, we are looking for a cure for Alzheimer's. Certainly it's been back in the news because of President Reagan.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I came on your show. They're funding cures for diseases that'll drive an elderly, older person insane who's going to die instead of developing like 6 months to 12. I'm asking for a 6 month to 12 month plan on finding a cure for a disease that can drive you insane while you're young.
And well, the obvious question that I have is, if you are sexually active, why do you not use preventative measures, a prophylactic of some kind, a condom? You can prevent this kind of transmission.
Well, that's a good point, and it's something to think about. But you need to understand that my libido is pretty strong, and I have a lot of sexuality, and
okay,
and I've got a very strong libido, and there are times when people like me need to do it with, you know, a girl or whatever, and you don't have time to go through a purse looking for, you know, a rubber. And I forgot what you called it, but...
I call it a prophylactic. Look, let me hold on for a minute. But your essential point here, though, is while they're running around finding cures for Alzheimer's, they haven't found a good oral antibiotic for syphilis that will help millions of young people.
Yes, sir, that is correct. And also the fact that Nancy Reagan, I think, it needs to be pointed out, okay, that she's basically bullying the medical doctors into finding an Alzheimer's cure while there's millions of people who could go insane from syphilis.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Christopher Norton, who's a pharmaceutical telemarketer. There was an oral antibiotic you could take for syphilis, which apparently is not effective any longer. Certain strains have developed a resistance. You have to go back to taking an intramuscular shot in the hip, which is... You say it's painful. I mean, I've had intramuscular shots. It aches a little bit. Be that as it may, you're pitting... Mr. Norton, you understand you're pitting current research for an Alzheimer's cure against current research for an oral antibiotic for syphilis.
Yes, sir. And
you're saying that the Alzheimer's,
What I'm saying is this, Mr. Henry. First of all, you have to understand that, okay, I'm sexually active, I'm 29 years of age, okay? The other day, President Reagan, when he died, then his wife got on the phone and started pushing around everybody in the medical field to basically, if you think about it, because I don't know if you're aware, to find a cure for Alzheimer's, okay, you have to get you basically have to get a baby's part of a baby's neck to cure it.
And you got to get a, what are you talking about, part of a baby's neck?
Well, you need to get a fetus, you have to get a fetus's neck.
Well, it's stem cell research.
Yes, sir. That's very, very wrong. And Nancy Reagan was pushing around a bunch of doctors saying, well, you better do it on account of I may get it because look what happened to my husband. She's running scared because she doesn't want to be pushed in front of a window so she can get, I mean, I think...
Well, look, Mrs. Reagan was doing this, I think, as the result of her earnest interest in her husband's cure. Right? And
well, you know, I mean, that to me is kind of a conspiracy because, I mean, not a conspiracy, but how come she wants to find a cure for a disease all of a sudden like Alzheimer's? Why? I'll tell you why. She saw her husband come down with it, and she's running scared because she was like a very fashionable woman, and she doesn't want to have pictures in Time magazine of her, having somebody changing her bedpan. And so she's running scared. On the other hand, where we could be developing an oral antibiotic for syphilis so that a very painful shot can be avoided. And I'm just saying there are millions and millions, 25 million young American men who need this and who are sexual who are sexual active and who are not getting it. Okay,
but you got a cure, man. You have the penicillin shot.
It's a very painful shot. It's an intramuscular shot. And
yeah, well, I've had an intramuscular. When you say it's very painful,
look, all I'm saying is I don't want to argue with you because I like your show a lot and everything.
Well, I don't want to argue with you either, Chris. The intramuscular shot for penicillin.
It's a very painful shot. You are put in a humiliating situation. Because
why? Why do you mean humiliating? Because you have to take it in the hip?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, if you think about it, you have to go into the doctor's area, and the nurse is generally the one who will administer it. You have to, pull your pants down to your ankles and bend over a table, and I don't think you need no imagination to understand that's very, very humiliating for a young man. I'm very nervous.
You're trying to say on the other end of the stick?
Yes, sir. On the other end of the stick, you are dealing with developing an oral antibiotic that if I went out, I got syphilis because a lot of young women will lie and say, yeah, they don't have a disease, and then you have it. Then what we want is that pill. That's all I'm saying. But
let me interrupt you. Alzheimer's should not be the priority.
No, sir. I do not think so. No.
Alzheimer's should not be the priority because Alzheimer's is a disease that affects elderly people who are going to die anyway.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to put it like that.
Well, that's exactly how you put it, sir.
No, I'm just saying it's a disease that'll drive him insane, but syphilis will drive me insane. It'd be worse, I think, because I still have a driver's license. And
all right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Is he saying because he has a driver's license and he comes down with syphilis-related dementia that he's liable to drive his car through the plate glass window of a department store where somebody with Alzheimer's won't do it? It happens all the time. 1-800-449-8686. So brewing on the horizon, on the health horizon in this country, a debate. Should we develop a new oral antibiotic for syphilis sufferers so that they don't have to take a painful intramuscular shot, or should we continue along the road of finding a cure for Alzheimer's? This young man, Mr. Norton, wants monies diverted from the Alzheimer's research to find a cure for syphilis that is an oral antibiotic because it affects young, vital Americans. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will continue in a moment.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm going to take some phone calls, Chris, from some of our listeners.
Yes, sir.
And I want to ask you this question just because I anticipate they might ask it. Why? You know, I got no control over whether I get Alzheimer's. I do have control over whether I get syphilis. Do you understand? So if why are you not using protection?
That is a very good point. And I guess the point that I would make is this. Why do you not just not eat, even though you're, you know, you're hungry, because you're hungry. That's why.
And well, I mean, that's a, you know, I need to survive, don't I?
Well, but for millions and million and billions and millions of men, 18, you know, 18 to 34 years of age, fast is like food. And you're right. Yeah, yes, I should have used a prophylactic, but I didn't. But I still have it. And, you know, the idea that I can tell you a personal story if you want to hear.
Well, let me just get to a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Richard, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Christopher Norton. Go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I don't mean to be rude to you, but you're talking about syphilis driving you crazy or whatever.
Yes, sir.
It sounds like maybe that's already happened.
Well,
because, you know, the medical community is not responsible for this dangerous behavior.
What?
And if it were not for the promiscuity of men like you and women going out and getting the disease, then it would not have
okay, Richard,
itself up to strain.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up, buddy. Say that again.
If it were not for such a spread of the disease would not have built up a resistance to the antibiotics. People need to be more responsible.
True. That's true, and you make a really good point. But I don't know where you live, but I live in the South Bay, and we have a great many number of different places. Like the rest of Pelican is a place where I like to go and meet a lot of women. And I don't want to say nothing, but I'm very good-looking, or a lot of women think I'm good-looking. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
okay.
can hear you.
So when you have a lot of women who want to have sex, okay.
Yeah, but then what the gentleman's saying is, why don't you use some protection?
Okay, if you're on a diet, why do you still eat a donut? Okay, same thing. That's
no.
what I'm saying. You know. Yeah, if you think about
it. McDonald's is not going to give me a disease.
But it's going to make you have a heart attack if you're on a diet.
Please.
Well, if you're on a diet, is all I'm saying. If you're on a diet. I have many, many years left to have, you know, hopefully many successful relations. These people like Mr. Reagan with the Alzheimer's, who got the Alzheimer's bug, don't even know what cess is. They think cess is like, you know, eating pudding with their gums or whatever. And
well, don't be disrespectful to the late president, please. Okay?
No, I don't mean to be, but I'm trying to find a cure for a disease so that my sexuality can be expressed.
Okay.
Sir, you're 29 years old.
Yes, sir.
And really, in all honesty, you're acting more like a 16-year-old. You should grow up and become a man and take charge of your own life and be more responsible. That's the only comment I have.
Okay. I mean, but if you want to, I mean, you want me to act like a man, you should have. You know, I have sex with some very beautiful...
All right, hold on for a minute. Thank you very much, Richard. Hold on for a minute. Having sex with a lot of women doesn't necessarily make you a man. And
well, forgive me for saying this, Mr. Renner. I don't mean to interrupt you, but that sounds like something a guy would say who doesn't have as much sex as I do.
Well, maybe I don't, sir. You know, I'm an old married guy, and maybe the sex that I have is just enough for me. But the point is that there is a way to prevent this disease.
Yes, sir, there is. But there's also a way to cure it. And you don't have to cure it by putting billions of young men through the hell of having to pull their pants down in front of a nurse. And that's and what I'm trying to say is...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Daphne, is it? Daphne?
Daphne.
Yeah, Daphne, how are you? Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm good. How are you?
You need to turn your radio down, ma'am, because I can hear it on in the background there.
It's not on.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Daphne.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
If your man and Chris...
Am I hearing a radio in the background?
No.
Okay, go ahead. You know what I'm hearing? Where are you, Mr. Norton?
Right now I'm at a restaurant.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing, Daphne. Excuse me, I'm hearing Mr. Norton.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
If Chris is man enough to pull his pants down and risk getting a disease from whoever, then he should be man enough to pull his pants down for the nurse and take a shot to that.
Can I tell you a personal story? I met a girl over the Rusty Pelican about 6 months ago who I really had a lot in common with, and I did really want to be serious about her. I went to my urologist because I needed to get a second treatment for the syphilis that I had, and the LVN that worked for him was this girl. So I had to pull my pants down, yeah, but not for the reasons, you know, that I would have liked to.
Well, what are you saying?
Women have to pull their pants down for 100 people to have babies.
Yes, ma'am, but all I'm saying is why a lot
you
of men...
pull your pants down for the hundreds of women you flew with, then why not pull your pants down for one nurse?
Okay, I'll tell you why. There's a really good reason. You make a really good point. There's a really good reason, okay? And the reason is when you pull your pants down for a lady that you met, say, the Rusty Pelican or Josh Locums, it feels, you know, what's going to happen is going to feel really good. You pull your pants down at your doctor's office, and there stands an LVN 6 months ago you're buying some, you know, Captain Morgan's and Coke for, and she's going to, you know, put a needle in your you-know-what. That doesn't feel good.
You should have thought
about
that before you did what you did.
Is this all about pain? Is this...
Well, it's not only that...
I had a baby natural and had several doctors look at me.
I had a baby natural. You sound like...
That's something I chose to do.
Like a John Wayne movie
you
or something.
You should go out and have sex.
Well, but I'm very sensual. I'm very sensual.
You're a man enough. Okay, and so am I, but I'm 24 years old. I've never had an STD because I protect myself.
Okay. Are you sexy? I mean, in other words, you have a lot of sexual relations?
Yes, I have.
Really?
And I've never had an STD. I use protection.
What do you use? What do you mean you use protection?
Well, anybody I'm with is going to use protection. I'm not going to be with them.
Well, men are
different.
Yeah, ma'am. Men are different. Men, you know...
Men are not different. I think about sex just as much as you do.
Because of
more.
My sex drive, though. Because of my sex drive is different from a girl's.
All right, look, Daphne, thank you. Good points. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to just make a point, if I could, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah.
That lady sort of lied, because if she says she uses protection, what is she using? Okay.
Well, I think she indicated that she's insisting that the men she's with use protection. Justine, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say to the gentleman on your show that I understand he wants research done for syphilis and stuff, and that's fine.
Yes, ma'am.
But I feel like you're saying that you don't think that Alzheimer's research is important, and that's something that affects somebody's whole life, and usually they don't have control over whether or not they get it, and it affects them and their family,
okay,
and whether or not they're able to keep a job. And just because somebody's old, it doesn't mean that they're any more important or any less important than somebody who's 15 years old. I mean,
okay, but
who's to say that a 15-year-old is going to live until they're 80 years old?
Here's a good point. A friend of mine, Toby Bowe, brought up at the Rusty Pelican the other night. He said, if you get robbed standing at an ATM machine, you might have been stupid standing at the ATM machine, but you still got robbed and you still should get justice. Okay? It's the same thing with SAS.
Okay, look, Justine, will you hang on?
Yeah.
I'm going into a break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This young man says that a cure, an oral antibiotic for syphilis, is more important than a cure for Alzheimer's. After all, he's still young and vital. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. All right. The Bill Henry Show is back.
We're back on the air. 1-800-449-8686. Make the point you wanted to make, Mr. Norton, concerning syphilis and Alzheimer's.
Well,
because you realize that it sounds extremely trivial and extremely self-absorbed to be worried about syphilis.
No, if I could just say, sir, I understand how you and your listeners are, you know, will think that, but says makes babies. Alzheimer's will kill babies, and it doesn't kill babies right away, but it kills them 80 years after they're born, but it still kills a baby. Except, you know.
No, I understand.
Okay. But me, when you get the Alzheimer bug, it will kill off a baby. I'm interested in what makes them, and for me to get an STD, syphilis, or anything else, which affects my cess and my ability to have the cess drive, that is an important thing. And
let me ask you just one more question before we go to a call. I heard you say something about how you met a girl at the Rusty Pelican.
Yes, sir.
Well, what was that problem?
Well, it was a young lady I had a lot in common with, and she turned out to be the LVN that works for my urologist. And so when I pulled my pants down, she came in, and I basically had to get it and, you know, take a shot in the butt from a woman that I was trying to impress. And it's not a very impressive thing. And I think that's also something the medical establishment does not have sensitivity to, that when you are forcing a young male to take the penicillin shot for the syphilis cure, and he is taking it from a young LVN or an RN who is someone that he may be sexually attracted to. And Nancy Reagan's been pushing everybody around. They want to make babies, and then they want to take stuff out of the baby to cure the Alzheimer's. And
no, they don't, sir. You got that wrong.
Well, they have to use a baby to cure it. And
it's called stem cell research, sir. And it's not a baby. It's a fetus. 1-800-449-8686. Gene, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton. Jean?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. I worked for years in a mental hospital where people did not know about penicillin or refused to take it. In the third stage of syphilis, it attacks the brain and spinal cord. And these people have a form of dementia.
Right.
Very much like Alzheimer's.
That's what I'm talking about.
So my advice to the gentleman is to get the penicillin and a round of it. I don't mean just one shot. It's going to take more than that.
Okay, can I ask you a question, please?
Yes.
And would you not do that into the phone, sir?
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Henry. When you get insane when you have Alzheimer's, there's no penicillin for that.
No, indeed.
Okay.
Well, when you get third-stage syphilis, there's no penicillin for that either.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. The penicillin is painful because you have to get the shot in your bottom, and you may get it from a girl who you met at a nightclub.
Well, this girl should be very professional in the way that she administers the medication.
But it's still embarrassing for me to pull my pants down.
Well, then it won't be embarrassing if you have no mind in 20 years.
But even you, in your experience, Gene, you were a nurse. Even you, when you were in that in the mentally insane ward that you worked in, you said?
Yes.
Even you there saw men who were sexually attractive to you. Okay, even though they were insane. So,
well,
they didn't have mind enough to be have a come on to me.
But did they use? And are they called prop lipstick or
prophylactics?
Did they use those at that time, or I'm not sure?
They did not. They did have them, but it was too late.
Yeah, see, what Gene's saying, Chris, is these men, because they had not used protection, you're right.
Well, I don't want to go insane on account of syphilis. I'm saying I want to have an oral antibiotic.
Are you scared of taking a shot? Are you afraid of taking a shot?
No, I don't want to have to pull my pants down in front of a nurse who it is embarrassing and it's painful.
There are plenty of male nurses.
Well, that's great. yeah, that's great. So what am I going to get? You know, Jim J. Bullock standing there going, okay. I mean...
Please don't have a closed mind
yes,
over
exactly.
this.
Yes, exactly. Gene, very good point. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. Your anti-gay comments, sir.
I didn't mean to say that, sir, but what I'm trying to say...
No, it trivializes what we're talking about. Patricia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, I've got several points I'd like to make to you. Number one, you said you don't have time to go through a girl's purse looking for a condom.
Yes,
why
ma'am.
Don't you carry your own?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you carry your own? You're the one with the disease. You're the one that should be responsible.
No, what I'm saying is... When you have a strong, because I do have a very strong libido.
So do I.
Okay.
So do I.
All right. You don't have time to go through her purse looking for one.
You should have your own. You shouldn't have to go through her purse, number one.
What do you mean,
you're
my own?
You're going to expose yourself to other diseases.
I don't know. What do you mean, my own?
Huh?
Your own. Why don't you buy your own?
Why don't you?
Usually the girls that the women that I've had sex with have always kept, you know, supplies.
You should carry your
They're
own
always supplied.
You're the one with the disease, sir.
No, ma'am, I don't want to get the disease from some woman who lied to me and told me she didn't have it. And
well, wait a minute. Is that your way of being safe? You ask her, hey, do you have any STD?
Well, protocol, I mean, if you're, I don't know, where, Mr. Henry, today, in today's dating world, generally what a young man will say to a young woman is, you know, I like you a lot, whatever, you want to go to bed, and do you have syphilis or any other kind of, you know, running sores?
And that's what you ask her before you romance her.
Yes, sir.
Do you have syphilis or any other running sores?
Not all women are honest and not all men are honest.
I don't know what... Well, yeah, that's exactly the lie.
You should carry your own protection.
And do you carry any? Do you carry any, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
You
do?
Yes,
I do.
Okay.
And so do the guys
well,
I go with.
That's what I'm talking about. You carry them, you know, even though you're...
So do the guys I go with.
You sound a little old for me, but I would love to have met
you. I am a little old for you, sir.
You know...
Another point I want to make...
But you do sound like a responsible woman... For a man that has a sex drive.
Another point I want to make, sir, is the fact that you said you should find a cure for syphilis, which they've a cure for. They have no cure for Alzheimer's. My sister was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 52 years old. That's not that old.
Oh, well, it's okay, but it sounds pretty old to me. But
Well, it isn't, sir. I'm 51. I ain't got Alzheimer's.
Well,
she had it at 52.
Are you? How are you, ma'am?
How old am I? I'm 55.
And you have sex?
Yes, I have sex. I have sex 3 or 4 times a day, if it's any of your business.
Okay, but then you also carry the prophylactic.
So do the guys I go with. I very seldom use my
own. See, that's
own.
What she's saying.
They have their own protection.
By the way, it's prophylactic. Thank you, Patricia, for your call.
No, I just want to ask the lady one more question. If you carry it, then how come they have to? That's insane.
Because they have sex with other people, too, that do not carry
it. Oh, okay. Well, how many different guys do you have sex with during the day?
During the day?
Yeah, how many different men?
That's an awfully improper question to ask.
Yeah, that's not your business.
I just want to know, is it three of... Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you if they're all from the same guy or not, because...
You know, you're getting a little personal. Anyway, Patricia, thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Are you living in a town where there are docks?
Never mind. 1-800-44... What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I assumed...
Assumed what?
She says she has sex with 3 or 4 different guys a day.
What, is she's working the docks?
All I'm trying to say...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Maureen, go ahead.
Hi,
Maureen.
I just wanted to make a comment because I'm a victim of Alzheimer's because my grandmother developed Alzheimer's. And
you
don't understand is it doesn't just affect the person who has it. Their families have to watch somebody that they love and care about who, in my case, is physically 100% there, but is emotionally deteriorating in front of you, and you pretty much have to mourn their loss before they even die. So for someone to tell me that it's more important to not have to get a shot in the butt instead of giving my grandmother a better quality of life, it's pretty insulting.
Keep it on this channel. The paradigm
of the form. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to the lady?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry.
All I'm hearing is the radio.
What I'm hearing, what is that?
No, they just got on. They got on the Gilligan's Island reunion. But I want to, and you feel good about taking a baby's brain to save your grandma?
It's not about that. All you have to do is
your grandma doesn't
trousers and get a shot in the rear end. And
but
I'm
here's
sorry,
the point.
I had to get a shot last year because I had a sinus infection. I'm 26 years old.
Yeah.
I'm very attractive, and I just did it. I can just take it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but your grandma doesn't have cess no more.
That's not what this is about. This is about you diverting money to research what is a necessary research to help people get a better quality of life.
Check it
you
out.
Don't have to get a shot in your hiney.
What'd you say?
Turn the TV down, sir.
Hey, Grady. Grady, turn it down. I'm sorry, what did you say, man?
I said that it's ridiculous to me that you want to divert this money. Is he even listening to me, or is he just
are you
the
listening?
Radio? Because
no, ma'am, I'm listening. They said there's a USA Network TV show on that's going to come on. I thought Mr. Henry was going
to. We're trying to turn the TV off, sir.
Turn it down.
No, turn it off.
He says to turn it off.
Because I've been waiting online for a long time to talk to you because
I'm sorry.
Well-informed young lady that thinks that someone needs to tell you what to do and how you should
be
raised because I don't want any more babies like you in this world.
Can you just, well, ma'am, I'm not trying to insult you, but if you can just tell me.
You're making very uneducated.
Well, let me just say,
comments.
A, I've got a very strong libido. B,
It's libido.
What?
It's a strong libido. Not
strong libido. You got me saying it. Strong libido.
Okay, did you say you were. You said that you had Alzheimer's, then you said you didn't.
No,
okay.
I said my grandmother has Alzheimer's.
All right. If your grandmother has Alzheimer's and she doesn't have cess, then why does she need an antibiotic for cess? I don't understand what she said.
She didn't say that, man. She said her grandmother has Alzheimer's. It's a much more devastating disease. It affects the entire family. And you can take a penicillin shot in the butt, take it like a man.
Oh, my God.
You want to tell me it's more humiliating? Are you listening? It's more humiliating to get a shot in your rear end than it is for me to go to my gynecologist.
Okay, what if I thought you were hot? What if I thought you were hot? Okay, we met the Rusty Pelican. I thought you were hot. Then the next time I see you, you're the LVN working for my urologist. And I drop my pants down, I'm bending over, and you're going to give it to me. How do you think I'm going to feel about it?
Let me tell you something. If you thought I was hot and I even thought you were attractive, the second you opened your mouth, you would have lost it with me.
What?
Turn the TV down!
I'm sorry.
I said if you saw me in the Rusty Pelican and thought I was attractive, and I even thought you were attractive, the second you opened your mouth with these closed-minded, ridiculous statements, I never would have gone out with you. And when I saw you in the hospital, I would have laughed to myself that this was a man who was doing manly things like having sex but not being responsible.
Okay, let me just say this, Warren. If you saw me, you'd be all over me with, like, white on rice, because I am very attractive, I mean.
But you don't have nothing between the ears. You have nothing between the ears, so you wouldn't be attractive to me.
What I don't have between the ears, I got between
All right, I don't want to hear that, okay? Could we dump that, please? Maureen, thank you.
I wanted to ask you,
Maureen.
I'm sorry he didn't want to really listen to what I had to say.
No, what do you do for a living, Maureen?
I'm sorry?
What do you do? Turn the TV down, please.
Make yourself comfortable.
Keep your feet off.
Turn it down.
I'm sorry?
What are you doing, man? Are you on my show?
No, sir. There was an Amos and Andy telephone on.
All right, Maureen, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I hope you get more intelligent guests from now on.
Well, what I'm trying to do with my booking.
It is. Now, don't be nervous.
What?
Turn it down.
He said you got to turn it down. I told him to turn it down.
All right, Maureen, thank you very much for your call.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to listen to me?
Yes, sir. But. Are you listening to me?
Yes, I've heard everything you've said.
Well, I don't think you quite got that I'm sassy. And that
I know how sassy you are, man.
Well, if you want to make fun of the fact that I have a nasal condition.
That's right. That's like
but everything
buying a Playboy magazine.
All right, I'm going to take a break here. 1-800-449-86. 1-800-449-86.
You better turn it down. You're going to get pissed.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. Drug addict. The Phil Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I just need for you to keep the TV turned down. We have one more call here. I'm with Christopher Norton. He's a pharmaceutical telemarketer who believes that the antibiotic, I forget the name of it, Mr. Norton. What is it called?
The antibiotic that we were talking about is called, azithromycin. And you used to be able to take it orally, but now you can't because it won't kill the syphilis bug. And
it's not a syphilis bug. It's a virus, sir.
Yes, sir. But now you have to take the shot, and that's painful, and yet they won't develop a new one. Instead, Nancy Reagan is pushing everybody around so they can have baby parts to make some Alzheimer's juice to cure Alzheimer's.
All right, 1-800-449-868, Alzheimer's juice. Here is Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, I never call into a radio show, but listening to this conversation is driving me insane. It's so typical of today's youth.
Hold on for a minute, Mary. But, Mary, hold on. What are you doing, Mr. Norton?
I'm just making some soup. I'm sorry, I got a can opener.
Okay, go ahead.
Why can't you throw him off the air when he doesn't even listen to you to turn off his radio?
No, ma'am, I'm listening. I'm just making some soup, that's all.
Well, I don't care what you're doing. If you're on the radio, you're on the radio, and forget about the rest of it.
Yeah, turn off the can opener so we can hear what the lady's saying.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is he is just so typical. See, there he goes again.
Will you please?
I'm sorry. I left the bar and I came home. I just wanted some soup because I've got a little bit of a...
Don't talk a radio station if you want to make your soup.
Yes, ma'am.
Make your soup and call in when you have finished eating it. And first of all, I want to just say I'm so angry because...
Well, I want to give you a chance Go ahead, Mary. Say what you want to say.
You are so typical of today's selfish youth. You want to have all the fun out there, but take absolutely no responsibility for your actions.
But I have a very strong libido.
I don't care about your libido. If you need to have sex every minute of the day, you go out and get yourself those rubbers and take care of it. Have the society take care of your problems.
I was going to, but I forgot.
I don't care whether you forgot or not. Then if you forgot, then don't have sex.
Well, yeah, but usually
control
women will
yourself.
Have...
Control yourself.
Well, yes, ma'am. But can I ask you a question? Didn't you, when you were a young woman, before you went out, didn't you grab a handful of rubbers and throw it in your purse?
I never did, no. Because I expected if a man wants to have sex with me, that he has it.
Well,
I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but you don't think Nancy Reagan, she's pushing everybody around to make Alzheimer's juice.
This has not even a comparison. You're doing something, you want others to do something for you so that you can be lazy and not take care of what you want to do. But you want others who cannot protect themselves, whose disease comes on without them knowing what it's caused by.
What?
And you want them to do without so
what?
That you can have a new drug to help you be lazy and irresponsible.
Who?
That's the whole thing.
Who?
You are a...
About what?
I think syphilis already affected your mind.
What do you mean?
That's what I mean. I said it, and I'm hanging up...
Oh, turn your freaking can opener off, will you?
I'm having soup.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thank you.
Phil, why don't you just get him off the radio?
You're right. 1-800-449-8686.
Bean and bacon.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.